Yo, what's up, my profitable cleaners? Welcome back to the Profitable Cleaner Podcast. Today, I'm your host, James Harper. Listen, we're going to talk about the everyday summer sales grind, which I refer to as the dog days of summer. It's no secret that summer and sales can often be slow, but we are not going to let that be an excuse or be the reason why our janitorial and cleaning companies are not growing. And there's some things that we can do during slower times that will allow us to create a better pipeline, not only right now, but really moving in towards the end of the year. But before we get into that, I want to give a quick little shout out and drop some new news, I should say. I almost said breaking news, but I'm not sure if it would necessarily be breaking. But something new that we have going on here at the Profitable Cleaner. We're actually hosting our very first ever event and mastermind called Cleaning Profits. Some of you guys might have heard of it, especially if you're in our Facebook group. Stick around for the end of the show. I'm going to talk about it a little bit more. But if you're looking for better connection and really some just big breakthroughs, not only professionally, but also personally, this is definitely the mastermind group for you. It's exclusive to commercial cleaners. And I look forward to kind of giving you some more information around that at the end of the episode. But with all that being said, let's jump into what we refer to as the dog days of summer. So number one, what is the dog days of summer? It's the slow time. I have no idea why they call it the dog days of summer. I think because it's hot out, people are on vacation, business is in flux. It's kind of it ebbs and flows. It's up and down. And the reality is, people have other things going on than just work, which makes it hard for us as sales professionals to go out there and get the attention of prospects. So today we're going to go over a few strategies and tactics that you can do right now, today, to really get some engagement and good attention from your cleaning prospects. Because we all know that it comes down to consistency when it comes to our outreach, so we can plant more seeds that will come to fruition, aka more sales moving forward. So with that being said, it doesn't matter if times are slow or not with you right now. That's just typically an excuse for salespeople to chalk it up to my leads are bad or people are out of office, I'm not getting a hold of decision makers. Right now, we're going to throw those excuses to the side, and we're going to figure out what we can do to create some more activity. One of the things that I've noticed when it comes to summer is, yes, it is slow. Let's acknowledge that. Decision makers aren't always in office. People have other stuff going on. That's all right. We have to focus on money-generating activities. And what I mean by that is things that we believe will move the needle, not only right now, but also later on throughout the year, which could turn into more money, turn into more revenue, turn into more sales opportunities. And one thing I like to do is what we call a day porter. We go through a graveyard list. We set up our prospect lists, and it's focused on the graveyard. Now, what does that exactly mean? When we create a graveyard list, that's people that have ghosted us, leads that have died down, conversations that we had earlier on in the year that just we felt had high momentum and were really good. And for whatever reason, they just stopped. Old proposals that we sent out that are no longer. And we're going to go ahead and we're going to figure out why those people stopped engaging with us, stopped speaking with us. And ultimately, what we can do right now, since we have some extra time on our hands, to get them more involved, get their attention again, and ultimately get them across the finish line and see if they are actually a good fit for being a new customer or not. So what you're going to do right now is write a list of all the prospects that you had great conversations with. Keyword there, conversations, not proposals yet. That's going to be the second phase. We're going to start with your pipeline of people you had great conversations with from October of 2021 through January of this year. That's right. We're going to look at a 4-month window there, guys. The reason we're looking at that 4-month window is because we want to make sure that there's been some time that's passed between those conversations, which gives us reason and incentive to follow up and start a new conversation with those prospects. The key word there is starting a new conversation. The truth is, guys, we can't pick up conversations that completely went cold, that ghosted us or died down right where they left off. We have to find a way to position ourselves to follow up with them because they're familiar with us. So they have some baseline of who we are and what we do. But we have to find a reason and a way to position the conversation to make it new, to make it fresh, to make it start over again. So right now, I want you to really dig deep. I want you to really think about who are those prospects that you spoke with in October 2021 all the way through January of this year that you felt good about, that you did a walkthrough, maybe you went through their facility, or maybe you were engaged in good conversation, met someone at a trade show, at a networking event, and you were like, you know what, I think that they were a good fit, not really sure where the conversation died down, but it's dead now. How can you position yourself to engage a new conversation? I'm going to give you guys something to latch on to here so it's not completely cold. What I like to do in this arena is literally just send a simple email with a follow-up phone call if I don't get a response from that email. And it's something as simple as, hey, Bob, James here from such and such. We were in conversation last October. We talked about A, B, and C. I just wanted to check in, see how your summer's going, and wanted to know if you wanted to set up a quick phone call. I'm looking for, or I'm trying to invest in relationships that I feel are worthwhile again, and I figure now is a good time. By doing that, you're really just hitting the reset button, and I like that in sales. It's okay to set the reset button with bad customers, with prospects that ghosted us. It's kind of given us a new foundation. And now it's up to us to build upon that new foundation. So it's just as simple as finding out who those old prospects are that you had good conversation with, checking in, following up with them, referencing that old conversation, how you guys know each other, what you guys spoke about, checking in with how summer's going, how's the family, and also letting them know, listen, I'm just trying to reinvest in relationships that I feel are worthwhile, and I feel now is a good time to start. Are you open for a 15, 20 minute call later this week? Something as simple as that. It's really non-invasive. It's very inviting. It's very honest and transparent. And by doing that, you're hitting that restart button and you'd be surprised at the engagement you get. Now, the key is the follow-up, just like it always is in sales. If you don't get an email response back from that first email, that's where you pick up the phone and you hope to get a hold of Bob or Sally or Sarah or whomever. Your goal is to get a response. Again, we always want to get a yes or a no in sales. It's no different when it comes to just high-level outbound prospecting. We always want a yes or a no. And in this case, we just want a response. Like, hey, Bob, are you open to starting a new conversation and just doing a quick check-in? How are things going? How's the family? How's summer? How's business? How's your facility? How's that old cleaning company that you're working with? How can we help you? Ultimately is what you're looking for. You're trying to find how you can ultimately help them. And then you're going to take the conversation from there. You're going to figure out a solution. So right now, think about the prospects that you were speaking with. You had good conversation with from October 2021 through January of this year. That's phase one. Now phase two, let's look at those proposals that have ghosted us. Yes, this is where the true graveyard campaign comes in. And this is one of our favorite strategies at Dayporter. And these proposals can be from 3 years ago. I don't care. Let's find a way again to hit the reset button, get attention, new attention from a prospect that's already familiar with us. So we're going to compile a list of proposals that we sent all of 2021. And let's say quarter one this year. If you sent a proposal in April, May, let's kind of let that chill for a minute and talk about that on a different episode on how you could follow up. But let's really dig deep and go through our CRM, go through our archive and find those old proposals that either told us no or we got zero response from. And this is a great way just to follow up with them because they literally had some sort of dialogue with you, had some sort of relationship to where they were open for a proposal. And for whatever reason, they decided not to do business with you. Maybe you know that reason, maybe you don't. If you don't know that reason, this is a great opportunity to do some data gathering, to do a little bit of discovery and learn, one, why they didn't do business with you years ago or months ago, however long ago it was, and two, what you can do now to help them. Again, ultimately, let's serve, let's not sell. Let's just start conversation. It's that simple, guys. So when it comes to the proposal game, the old proposal game, it's as simple as calling up Bob and saying, hey, Bob, James here with James's Cleaning Company. Listen, I know last year we gave you a proposal for a day porter job and it didn't go through for whatever reason. Anyways, just wanted to check in, see how things are going. It's that simple, guys. We're just literally given an icebreaker. And these are the simple, small money-making activities that we can do now that are going to blossom into opportunities moving forward. We have to really view the dog days of summer, the slower times. We have to become a gardener. We really have to start planting these seeds, planting these conversations, planting this attention, these ideas, and then it's up to us to follow up, start watering those seeds, start nurturing those relationships, and see, one, what's their current status of business? What's their current cleaning setup? What are their current problems? And then ultimately figure out how we can help them, how we can serve them. Imagine this. If you were to spend the next week compiling that list of all those old prospect conversations you had, and then you look at all of the proposals you sent out for the last, let's call it 24 months, that you got a cold no on, or a hard no on, I should say, or a cold no response, think about how many new personalized and intentional seeds you have right in front of you that you now have the ability to plant with. That's right. We have to really use the next month, the next 45 days going into August, and say, how can I be strategic with my time? How can I really reach out to people that already have a baseline of who I am and what my company does? And how can I personalize this next follow-up, my outreach to them, to get a conversation going? Again, let's hit the restart button, guys. Let's regain their attention. Let's get their focus back on us. Let's data gather. Number two, let's figure out what's going on in their world. What's their current setup? Is business good? Is business bad? Is their family good? Are things crazy in their life? And number three, how can you help them? How can you serve them? And maybe it's just by being a simple resource. Maybe it's sending them a few ways that you guys have seen that's helped you hire more because everyone's trying to crack the hiring code. Maybe it's being in touch with them. We have a client here in Denver that stayed in front of a prospect for a whole entire year, just sending this facility director updates on the state of getting back to the office, from going virtual from back to the office, on what that transition looked like from an operational standpoint. And guess what? He restarted that conversation. He got that attention. And right now he has an opportunity for a massive, massive cleaning contract because he stayed in front of them. So think right now, who can you follow up with that you had conversation with? Why did that conversation die? And then number two, the proposals that got ghosted or you got the hard nose on, what can we do to position ourselves to get back in the conversation with that prospect that literally has a pretty strong baseline of who we are, because they accepted a proposal from us, and not accepted in the sense of actually signed on, but they were open to receiving a proposal from us. And here's the key, though, when you're following up with your graveyard list from people that actually have proposals, you cannot, and I mean this wholeheartedly, you cannot pick up the conversation talking about the proposal. That's the last thing you can do. You can acknowledge, hey, we sent you a proposal. It didn't get accepted. All good. I get it. Anyways, what's going on? How are things going? How's summer? We do not want to start the conversation off talking about the proposal that we sent 18 months ago. It's just a bad look. There's a few things you're going to find out. One, they've probably changed cleaning companies, or they might be struggling with their current cleaning company. Clear opportunity right there. Two, the decision maker that actually got the proposal 18 months ago might no longer be there. and you might get a new contact. And then that's a really easy reset button. And now we need to think about ways that we can gain that new contact's attention and get their focus on us and get them or get a little bit of their time to learn a little bit more about what we do. You're going to find those two things, guys. You're going to figure out that, okay, their cleaning isn't on par like they thought it was going to be 18 months ago. Clear opportunity. Or two, that person's no longer even in charge of the cleaning. There's a new contact. And now that gives us a new area of focus that could be a money-making activity. So how are you best going to utilize the dog days of summer? This slower time for salespeople. Let's stop with the excuses. It's slow. People aren't picking up. People are busy. That's always the case, ultimately. We can use that excuse any time of the year, but we have to ask ourselves right now, what are the low-hanging fruit that we can go after? What's already in our back pocket that we can do today, this week, that might turn into something, yeah, right now, but really might turn into something in October or Q4, that year-end last contract of 2022? Would it be worth your while versus just staying stagnant, staying slow, and standing still to actually look at your conversations that you had that died off, look at your old proposals, and then move those conversations forward. Hit that restart button and gain new focus. Guys, I'm going to give a quick update on cleaning profits. I'm going to put a link in the show notes here. If you're a commercial cleaner doing 1 million plus or close to 1 million, this is definitely the group for you. We have some banging speakers coming to this event, but this isn't just a speaking event. This is an event where we really want to build connection. We want to build fellowship. We want to give you guys actionable strategies to take back to your business that you're going to be able to implement and grow with. That's why we are getting 20 people doing at least $1 million plus in revenue and putting the brightest minds together and watching breakthroughs happen. The cool thing about this, though, it's not just about the professional growth side of things. It's also about the personal side of things. Guys, our business does best when we're the best version of us. And that's just the truth. And often, as business owners, as cleaning owners, we neglect ourselves because we're so focused on the business, the accounts, the customer service, the hiring, the firing, the whole nine yards that you guys know much better than I do. Okay, let's figure out how we can become the best version of ourselves and then also apply that to our business and become the best business owner version of us. And you blend those two together with the community and a fellowship of like-minded entrepreneurs and cleaning CEOs, magical things happen. So if that's you, reach out to us directly or click the link below, check out and learn a little bit more about what we have going on. This is in Denver, Colorado, an in-person event, November 1st through the 3rd. Cleaning profits. Guys, look forward to speaking with you next time. I'm James Harper. And if you like the show, share it with another cleaner. Follow us on Spotify. Like us on iTunes, the whole nine yards. Leave us a review. We appreciate you guys and look forward to serving the community a little bit more.